Join Ian Garnack as we uncover the hidden marketing stories that shape our world, reveal the latest marketing tactics that will shape your future, and the amazing people that grow organizations, movements, and businesses. Learn to grow your business and shape the world around you. Welcome to the Garlic Marketing Show with Ian Garlic. And yes, it's Ian, not Ian. That's marketing too.
All right, on this part of the Garlic Marketing Trade Show and Convention Marketing Series, we're going to talk about no more boring booths, how to use photography and crazy new innovations to attract people to your booth, to get them staring at your booth, to get them remembering your booth, and to follow up on your booth, but also to make your event more engaging using a combination of these amazing new video tools. I've got Devin here who's going to talk about those. Devin, say hi.
Hey.
And we're going to talk about how to capture those photographs, different ways to do that with Michelle from Christie's Photographic Solutions. Michelle, say hi.
Hello.
And of course, if you want to get all this information, as well as strategies for using video case stories to attract more people and close more people from your booth, just go to videocasestory.com/trade show, and you'll be able to get this episode, the entire series, and our special courses on how to use all this, all coming up on this Garlic Marketing Show. All right, let's get started. If you're running a trade show, I think this is going to be a great one. I've got Michelle with Christie's Photographic Solutions. Michelle, say hi.
Hello.
And I've got Devin Hertz, who is the master of delivering video in all shapes and forms. Devin, thank you so much for being on.
As always, great to be here, sir. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and I'm excited because I don't get to do, we haven't done many of these multi-interview series, and I think it's a lot more fun than just me talking to someone, one person. But tell us a little bit about, Christie's and how Christie's uses some of the best ways that you see right now with photography, innovative ways to use it in building your events, especially like around these types of displays.
Yeah. So Christie's Photographic Solutions has been in business for 40 plus years. We have offices in 7 cities around the country, and we specialize in convention, trade show, and meeting photography. One of the ways that photography can be incorporated to the video displays is we've worked with clients in the past where it was a motorcycle show. And so we took pictures of people on this super antique motorcycle that was a big deal. I'm not a motorcyclist, so I don't remember what it was. but then the people would go to that company's booth to get their either printed photo or see it digitally. So it drove traffic to the booth.
Nice. Nice. And that's awesome. And where was that displayed? Because now with the displays, Devin, you can do some pretty cool stuff, right?
Yeah, that's pretty wild. The new technologies that we're bringing to trade shows. So absolutely here to discuss some of those new features and how people can elevate their appearance so people actually stop and pay attention to your booth.
Yeah. Michelle, so like when you were displaying those at the time, were you using a TV? How would you display those?
Yeah, they were on a large computer monitor because this was a couple of years ago. So it was a big touch screen computer that we displayed them on.
Nice. And because, yeah, we've talked about it in the previous episode, getting people to your booth for tchotchkes isn't really super engaging, is it?
Yeah, I think people get to the point where they don't want tchotchkes anymore.
Yeah. Devin?
Or if you're doing something like that with promo items, we always look at what is it that someone is actually going to use? Another pen, yeah, it may stick around, but think of things that people are going to use. But before they even get there to get the freebie, what is it that you're using to attract them to the booth? So it sounds like, Michelle, you had great experience with the photos, driving people. Everyone wants a photo of themselves. So I think that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. And what now with the displays, tell me a little bit about how the displays are different, because I think you showed these and that's another thing too. It's like the TV is cool, but you have to wow them now.
Yeah. So many of the booths are using the standard HD large format TVs. And for people that are doing demonstrations on computers and some of that, it still works and it's still great. But what can you do to really differentiate yourself? Someone right next to you has a huge 80-inch TV. Cool. What are we going to do right next to them to blow them out of the water so they pay attention to us and not them? So some of the new technologies with LEDs, we are able to do full-on video backdrops. We're talking nice investment, but we know that people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for backdrops, overhangs, all these different things. So we can do full LED backdrops That's one aspect of what we're seeing starting to be used more in some of these big trade show events. So that way you have a big LED screen, the entire thing behind you instead of print is now digital, fully controllable from the cloud to change on videos on and off as you want. And then on a smaller scale, we have several things that are eye grabbers. So we have everything from video bars to a video cube that has video on five sides that could potentially hang from a ceiling, all different sizes there. And then we have things like video display. I don't know how great you can see it, but right behind here, let me see if I can do this.
Yeah.
Right here is a 4-foot video, what we call our video display banner. Fully controllable. You can plug a USB into it, or you can control from the cloud. But it's a way to have something that is different, unique, at a nice eye level for people to see. So for events, trade shows, retail locations, just another way to get people engaged and be able to grab them with something a little bit more unique. It looks like a monster. I think I call this the iPhone huge. It's the new iPhone. So it's something that's cool and unique. So there's that. And then camera back up a little bit so you can see my plenum. So there you got that. And then we're also integrating holographic fans. And maybe I'll supply you some B-roll, Ian, that you can throw in here.
Yeah.
Those are cool, man. It looks like there's a 3D image and it works in pretty bright light. It's just a way to highlight maybe if you're selling sneakers, if you got some kind of cool displays, money symbols, all sorts of creative 3D elements that are just catches your eye as you're walking by.
And Michelle, you've been doing this for a while. Chrissy's been doing it for 40 some years. When you have photographs, like these live photographs of like with the motorcycle, or you have photographs of the attendees, or you do some other cool stuff with that, how does that transform this engagement at your booth or your trade show?
People love to see themselves, and they love to see themselves on screens, and especially if they're caught by surprise. So like on that large banner, if you have a slideshow of still photos going by and someone sees them, if they notice that it's on a loop, they'll stick around so they can see themselves again and again.
It's funny because I think about it, we all have these cameras, right? We all see ourselves, and you would think everyone's got their camera. Why do I need photographs? But to your point, we're both in Orlando. I get off a ride at Disney. We sit and like, where's our photo? Where's our photo? and yeah.
It's wild. I saw a TikTok not that long ago of a pretty popular photographer. And he essentially goes to these large events, looks funky, dressed up in some kind of maybe Adidas jumpsuit. So people are like intrigued by him in the first place. And he says he gets all his business by setting up out front where they may have some big signage. And people just come up to him and naturally ask, can you take a picture of us in front of this? What does he do? He takes the picture. And in order to get that picture, you need to give him your email.
Right.
So he is building his entire database, going to these shows, looking like a photographer that may not even be hired, and people are asking him for the photograph, gets their email, and now he has a database that he can continue to market to. So an awesome strategy there, and just how to tie that in to get people's data so you can continue that marketing journey for them.
And Michelle, you do this a lot. You guys set this up for them as well, don't you, with a few different ways?
We do. Another way we do this is in trade show booths, we'll set up headshot stations and have the headshots taken and immediately sent to the attendee. And when it's sent to the attendee, it's branded by the sponsor or whoever is running the booth. And then again, it collects the information and we can set up questions and different aspects that we can send messages to everyone. So it's a great way to engage people, not only during the event, but afterwards as well.
And displaying those headshots is a big thing too. People right walk by again to just see their headshot, don't they?
Yes. Yeah.
And what are some of the formats you've seen like for photography and displays and some of the cool stuff that you've seen with these displays to make them beyond just branding? Because I think that's what's great. Everyone's, I want to have my logo, but there's 8 billion logos at a trade show, right?
Yeah. I think gamification, some where they're coming back to see something or actually tying in the game. So where it used to be the old fashioned wheels, those still work. But being able to do something live on a screen that they're coming to see, even a kind of drawing or something like that. So they're coming back to check every hour we're giving away an iPad, whatever it may be. So I think tying those types of contests and offerings and different things like that, get people to your booth the giveaways, other than the regular tchotchkes we were talking about earlier, it's still important to have some of that. But I think if you create something of value, it doesn't always have to be a tangible giveaway. It could be something from your service line too, one of your solutions, so they get a taste test of what you can do for them. So I think that's a great way to do it. The way Michelle's talking about bringing people for photos, it is incredible that people still want to see themselves, even though they can take a million selfies. So something like this is just a different way to display it and sync it, so you can maybe have a couple of them. But really, I think overall, booths get busy. So having something that can tell a story while someone's waiting is another great way to implement video and to show them, whether it be testimonials that you have.
Case stories.
The case studies, the case stories from your team. 100%. That's the stuff that sells. When they see people that are just like themselves talking about their service with whatever client is there showing their displays, I think that really does help and really takes away some of that pressure from the salesperson, especially if they are busy because they are watching something. You can definitely have captions on there so people can actually hear it or see the actual text on there so they're reading it. But, you know, displaying of any kind of videos or some things that are current. So if you just had a dinner the night prior, having some video of that dinner and everyone having fun, you'd be like, wow, you got that on there quick. But it's just something that is an attention grabber as well.
Yeah. And you do a lot of that at Christie's, don't you, Michelle?
We do. And it's amazing how when those videos or slideshows or whatever are running in the background, how much you actually pick up on it that you don't realize. That like a day later, you're like, oh my gosh, I saw XYZ. Where did I see that? And then you realize it was in the booth that you actually saw it.
Yeah. And this made me like talking about souvenirs too, because when we talked before in the previous episode, you talked about, I love the idea of having these big displays and everyone's photographs, but then being able to take the photograph home physically. I think that is, tell me a little bit more about that. You still print videos, photos out, and that people still want them, don't they?
We do. I actually was just in California at an event where there were prom photos taken of the attendees.
And oh, that's fun.
And we printed the 8x10s for them on site. So they got an actual tangible prom photo, if you will. And we can do 5x7 or even 4x6, takes up small footprint in a booth, and people get something tangible that they can take away. And every time they look at that, they think about where they were when they received it.
Nice. Yeah, of course. And those can be branded and they come out branded, don't they?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we're talking about the booths themselves, but this is really a great way to increase trade show. Because I feel like conventions are just going to come back so hard. And that's why we're doing this series and trade shows and gatherings and meetings. But you've got to still make them engaging. How does this all work together to make them engaging?
I'm going to take that, Michelle. I'll chime in, and then you can definitely put in your ideas as well. Number one, I think that when someone goes to a trade show, it's an expense just to get the booth. Then if there's travel involved. So before you think about any of what we're talking about right now, is figure out a plan of action, because I've been to so many booths and the sales dudes, saleswomen, they're just sitting there waiting for people to come to them. It's incredible. So making sure that you have a solid plan in place for your event. You know what you want that outcome to be. So if it's collecting emails, if it's giving out something, make sure you have that locked in. And then from there, that's where you can execute some of these additional ways to pull people into the booth. So I think it's very important to just think about that up front. What is it that we are giving away? What is it that we're trying to get these people to do when they come to our booth? What is the outcome we want? All those things play into how Michelle's technology is being used, how these large format videos are being used, how holograms are being used. All the above really needs to be thought out well before the event.
Nice. And Michelle, like as a trade show convention owner, runner, how would they be using this to improve engagement of the trade show itself and get people to come back?
So one of the questions we always asked is, what is your end goal? What are you trying to achieve? Are you trying to get email addresses for your marketing list? Are you trying to keep people engaged? Are you trying to get them to be engaged for how long afterwards? What is the residual effect you want from this? And so those are questions we always ask that help us to figure out how we can help them in the booth and how we can engage their people differently.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah. That's important. Yeah. That's what do you want to get out of it besides being there? Because right. Yeah, I like Devin said, you've seen so many of these people just bam, be there. But and then also we had Phil Marchand from Social Media Marketing World, and talking about the importance of the experience as the event owner, as the person that owns the event. How are you using something like this to build the overall events experience?
Yeah, Michelle, I think this type of stuff, to have the sponsorships on there versus just your static one, once you print something, it's printed. You can't change it. With a video board, it's fully customizable. So I think using these in place of some of these standard pull-up banners is what we're seeing more. For those that have the budgets, those video walls, and we're now even doing transparent video film. Oh, wow. So for instance, let's talk about a window behind me. Or you're trying to set up some kind of immersive type experience, right? A lot of times now we're seeing these traveling types of Van Gogh exhibits. Dolly in St. Pete has a new one called the Dome. And then, my goodness, the Sphere in Las Vegas. I don't know if you've seen that with
YouTube.
That is mind-blowing. So you have this huge dome filled with LEDs. So obviously you're not going to do a huge stadium. But taking that type of thought process and how to make it more of an immersive, so they're almost walking into something and it feels like they're going on a journey even within your trade show booth. So putting LEDs on the floor, the sides, the back, you can deck it out as much as you want, or $500 gets you a cool little hologram fan. You throw that on the backdrop. And again, people are going to stop and say, what is that? So I'm always looking to see what everyone else is doing and try to do something different. That's the way that I always work with all of our marketing.
Yeah. And it's all about the stop. Yeah. Like you said, it's stop the scroll. It's stopping the attendee. And then Michelle, how do you see this? Cause you work with so many people that are actually running the conventions and running the trade shows, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's just important to be different and offer different things and be unique. That's what's going to catch somebody's eye. And having the scrolling monitor with the video or images captured from your offsite event that you do just reminds people of what you do and the fun you can bring, and it just reminds people.
Yeah. And I can imagine also, if you had the pictures on these displays, it's also a great sponsorship opportunity. If you're the event runner, to have someone sponsor having you take the pictures and bring the displays in, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because again, people love to see themselves, and if it's scrolling through, it's going to be eye-catching and people are going to watch it and wait to see themselves.
Yeah.
See what they missed if they didn't know.
Add to that too, is that a typical sponsorship gets you a static little boring logo on the backdrop or on a stage. Now let's get your video. Let's show your video to the attendees. Let's show your team having fun. Let's keep the branding front and center, but give them a feeling of who you are as people and your older culture and those types of things. So hard to do that with a static printed piece. I'm a big fan of print stills, but just saying that, it really makes a difference. And then one thing too, I know we're talking about at the booth, but I just urge people that if you're doing these events, what are you doing after? Because so many people forget about that follow-up. What are we sending them to stand out? Once they're back home, once they're back in their office, they're back to the grind. So how do we continue that push to stand out and be unique?
Yeah. And Michelle, you guys do a lot of that, right? Sending the photographs out really fast. You found that's important too for attendees.
We do. Yeah. So we have options where it can be done immediately. But then, like Devin said, following up afterwards is just as important. So every image we take is tied to whatever information we gather. And so you can resend that image. Or if the trade show is going to be, it was in California this year, it's going to be in Florida next year, we can create an image or do something where they can send, hey, we'll see you next year in Florida or next year at this event, wherever it may be.
Yeah. And I was just thinking too, because I know so many people that, you know, or businesses that sponsor a booth or sponsor an event that have a dinner. And you have all these great experiences at dinner, and you have it the day of, and then it's such a great way to follow up and go, here's that photo of us. I love it. And tag someone in social media and then email them. It's a great way to just reconnect. Absolutely. I love that. Yeah. Cause like you said, you're all about building relationships, and that's what the events are, is the relationship builder, isn't it?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. So tell me a little bit about working with both of you. Devin, if someone wants one of these displays, what's the process for getting one?
Yeah, no worries. A few items that we do have, some of them are in inventory. Some of them are very customized to your needs. So my company that produces these solutions is called Printavision, P-R-I-N-T, the letter A, and Vision with a Z, V-I-Z-I-O-N.com. So on there, you'll find everything from our video brochures and video books. If you're talking about something tangible and effective, there's nothing I get out there as far as all the direct marketing, direct mail campaigns. Again, we still do tons of direct mail and tangible marketing campaigns. There's plenty of outrageous ideas out there, but putting something in their hands like a video book that actually has video playing of you on here. And then this is a page turner, for example. So you can change the page and it changes to a testimonial. So things like this as follow-up, not necessarily to everyone that's at your trade show, but something that could be for those hot leads that you have, those hot prospects that are worth some money. So again, that follow-up is key. So printavision.com is the main place to find all these great solutions and things that are actually working in today's marketplace. It is so hard to get through on social media, Google ads, all that stuff. So we really are seeing a shift again in more tangible marketing coming through as that omni-channel approach, hitting them on LinkedIn, hitting them with something physical, hitting them with that thing called the phone, all those things into a good follow-up effort and a prospecting effort, which hopefully will increase your opportunities and help you with more close rates.
Awesome. Awesome. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about like planning out your photography and all the different things, because it's more than just taking pictures that Christie's does, right?
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, reaching out to us at christiesphotographic.com. We talk to everyone who reaches out to us individually to find out what they're looking for, what they're trying to do. We can innovate and come up with something that's going to not only be pictures, but it'll be different pictures.
Yeah. And there's lots of sponsorship opportunities. And like you're talking about, you know, different things that you can do, pictures day of, photos, photo reminders. And obviously you do a lot around that. We'll put a link to that in the show notes. And Michelle, where's the best place to follow you on social media? Where are you crazy active?
Me, myself, I'm crazy active on Instagram.
All right. So we'll put a link to
your Instagram. My chosen social media, or LinkedIn. I've started to really get more active on LinkedIn.
Nice. Nice. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes. And Devin, where's the best place to follow you?
We're trying to master all of them, right? We do recommend that you do focus where things are going to be best. But again, I would say Instagram, I think it's Devin Herz, DMC. You'll find me there on TikTok, probably under my name, Devin Herz, or our agency name, Dynamic Marketing Consultants. So we do push out a lot of great content. We have our own web show as well. So always trying to deliver great content, information, success stories, things like that to everyone out there. So feel free to reach out to us, always down to talk about strategy and how we can help your business out, or just take the strategy and run with it. That's all we care about is your success. So
awesome. We'll put a link to all that in the show notes. Devin and Michelle, thanks so much for being on the Garlic Marketing Show. And thank you all for taking us on your journey. This has been Iron Garlic and the Garlic Marketing Show.
Video, you know, it'll make you an authority. You know it will get you more leads, better leads that close faster and spend more with you. And video stories will help you be remembered and connect with those perfect clients. The problem is, where do you start? Storycruise.com is the place to go. It's like a film crew with an S. What's your strategy? Do you do it yourself? Do you hire a videographer, an agency? Do you need an editor? How do you know if they really know your business and how to make videos for business that work? The answer to all of this and more can be found at storycruise.com. It is the place to find the latest video marketing strategies, the best gear for your business, as well as videographers, editors, and agencies near you that are trained in video storytelling for business. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get special insider info for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show, including special access to several of my courses, including my case story course. Go to storycruise.com/garlic to get a whole bunch of special offers just for listeners of the Garlic Marketing Show. Whether you're looking for a videographer or to do it yourself, go to storycruise.com/garlic to get started today.
That's it for the Garlic Marketing Show. If you want to get the inside scoop and the latest techniques, make sure to follow I and Garlic on Facebook.